Detailed market research indicated that there were over 10 residential subdivisions in the area that either had zoning approved or were already in the process of building homes. In fact, over 10,000 residential units had been approved for future construction. Sometimes developers need to speculate on future growth, and that was the case here. In this situation, the developer knew that if they didn't take this opportunity, someone else would. Publix agreed that this location had great potential and signed on in 2005. It then took a full year to go through the governmental approval process. This included a concurrency review, DCA state review, county and state environmental review, and meetings with the Local Development Review Board, Local Planning and Zoning Board, and the County Commission. An environmental study, traffic study, and market study were completed. Additional approval was required from the Regional Water Management District, the Local Drainage District, the Department of Natural Resource Protection, the Regional Planning Council, the Local Public Works Department, and the Florida Department of Transportation. The huge effort that the governmental approval process requires should not be underestimated. Although the developer and Publix had agreed to take on this project in May of 2005, they were not able to begin construction until July of 2006.